people may have joined. If so, can you announce yourself?
This is Milton.
Oh, hi, Milton.
Maggie Mansarkia.
And Maggie. Welcome to both of you. Just in terms of an agenda for this call, I want to briefly... I first want to talk a little bit about work plan and thinking about our time between now and Vancouver especially, but also thinking a little bit more broadly about our various work items. After that, I'd like to briefly sort of recap where we are on the definitions of technical issues and legal issues. I haven't seen a lot of activity or any activity on those on the list. I don't want to necessarily pick up that debate on the call today, but just sort of see what we can do to encourage conversation. And then I'd like to spend the substantive portion of the call talking a little bit about the second question I raised about the purpose of WHOIS, and that's whether it needs to apply to whether the contact information should be for the registrant itself or some agent of the registrant or the registrant. So that's what I'd like to cover today. Anyone else have any other items they'd like to talk about?
Jordan, this is Steve. In your status report, are we going to, maybe we could ask
Tony Harris.
We could ask for a review of where we stand on constituency statements on the purpose of the.
Yeah, just in the work plan discussion, Steve, is that what you're talking about?
Guess,
yeah, sure.
I guess that's where we're at.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so let's go ahead then. In terms of a work plan, just looking at where we stand in our various items that we've been tasked to work on, essentially, we have our first two work items relate to the purpose of WHOIS and the purpose of the context in WHOIS. I'd like to, my goal would be to have those issues resolved, at least to the point that we have a preliminary report on both of those topics prior to the Vancouver meeting. And to that end, I think that... let me just take a quick look. To that end, I think we have, on our current schedule, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more calls, really, or about 8 weeks. And so I think what I'd like to be in the position to do is 2 weeks from now, essentially, have further discussion based on whatever work we do on the list to try to get to some resolution on the purpose of WHOIS. And that would be, I think, pulling in the various definitions of technical and legal issues that we're working via email, and trying to incorporate those plus whatever work we do on this notion of agent versus registrant. And pulling those into some more substantive conversation about the purpose of WHOIS. So that would be 2 weeks from today, which would be on the, I guess, 11th of October. And then by the 25th of October, I'd really like to be in the position that we could be voting on a preliminary report on that topic. And similarly, I think starting on about the, certainly starting no later than that, and perhaps earlier, we'll start to circulate some questions, probably around the middle of October, start to circulate the issues around the purpose of the contacts and WHOIS, with the goal of, let's see, two calls, that's the 11th, 25th, 8th. With the goal probably by the 8th of November to be having our final call relating to the substance of the purpose of the contacts, which I think should be a relatively less contentious conversation than the actual purpose of WHOIS itself. And then by the 2nd, which is actually really close to Thanksgiving, I think. So we may actually accelerate that call on the 22nd to the 15th of November. We'll deal with that a little bit closer to that time. But in any case, certainly by the 15th or 22nd of November, to have a preliminary report on the purpose of the contacts. Now, theoretically, it may make sense to publish both of those preliminary reports simultaneously, but that's sort of the timeline I'd like to be at least in the position to be ready to approve those preliminary reports. So, in parallel to that, we also have some ongoing work items related to our conflicts of laws. That's going to come back from public comment, and we'll have to take some further actions. But those should be, we should be able to accomplish those, I think, in a relatively small windows within some of those other calls. Any thoughts or feedback on that timeline?
Jordan, this is Steve. You haven't mentioned the other two aspects of our work.
Yeah.
Assuming we won't do anything on accuracy or.
Yeah, Steve, I know that we had committed to picking up the accuracy issue again, and so I'm, to a certain extent, I think if we think that it's important to try to do so between now and Vancouver, I'm open to giving that commitment. But I will say that I think that Nicholas is chairing a group that the council initiated to take a look at the current state of the accuracy policy, see whether any refinements can be made. It may be beneficial to see how that work plays out before we take up ours.
I defer to the people that are on the council, but my understanding was that was set up with a distinct understanding it wouldn't delay work in the task force on it.
Yeah,
I don't know if Nick's on the call.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I certainly encourage Nick's feedback, but I guess my point is not that we shouldn't necessarily delay our work on accuracy, but I think both with regards to accuracy and access, it'll be much easier to address those topics once we've defined the purpose of who is, I think. But Nicholas, go ahead, and if you could just give us sort of your thoughts on what where your group is standing.
Sure, sure,
it would
no
be
problem.
Beneficial to wait till its completion.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, I think the debate we had on the GNSO Council came to the conclusion that basically it would be useful to have a working group to look at who is accuracy, and it would basically start its work looking at the WDPRS report that was issued in 2004, as well as the who is data reminder policy. And the GNSO, as I recall, it was quite specific on the fact that the work of the working group would lead to a report to the GNSO, and that it would be without prejudice to the ongoing work of the WHOIS task force, and the specific paragraph of the terms of reference of the WHOIS task force relating to accuracy. So I think the idea is really to see this working group as a separate thing, basically looking at what currently exists and reporting on the GNSO, but it was not intended to be part of the work of the WHOIS task force.
Correct. The current group is intended to, I guess, look at existing policy and figure out whether there are ways to implement it better. Would that be a way to?
Yeah, that's right. But the GNSO also said that the working group should not start looking at policy recommendations or things like this that are basically up to the task force, but that it should only basically assess what has been done and what the current situation is.
Correct. I guess so. I guess Steve. I guess I would leave my position as I think that the creation of that group was to a certain extent intended to address the concerns that we continue to make some progress on accuracy, but I would certainly view it as difficult to make a lot of, just like we've deferred most of the work on access, it would be difficult to make a lot of, I think, good work on accuracy without knowing what the underlying purpose of who is. So I would say until we were relatively more confident about the definition of who is, I would say that both of those remaining work items we would probably defer in the interest of advancing these two.
Well, this is, you know, we'll see how it goes, and I don't have a specific proposal to make here. I just don't want those issues to be left.
Yeah, no, I think, Steve, certainly if we seem to be getting relatively near consensus or making good progress on these other topics, then it looks like we don't need to be spending all of our time sort of dotting the I's and crossing the T's. It certainly would be appropriate to move on to those other work areas at that time. But I think we're still a little ways away at this point from even having sort of the broad agreement on what the purpose really is. And I think it will be essential to defining that in order to make accuracy or access recommendations that really make sense in light of that definition. Any other questions or comments about that plan, the work plan I proposed? Okay, so the implication of that is that essentially 2 weeks from now, we need to we would want to be in a position to have sort of to take the various sort of smaller pieces of the work that we're doing right now on questions like what's the meaning of legal issues and what's the meaning of technical issues, and whether the contact information is supposed to apply to the registrant itself or some agent of the registrant, all those. We would certainly want to have all that work done probably in 2 weeks on all these piece parts so that we can have the broader discussion on what the actual, trying to craft some language around what the purpose of who is actually is. And I'd like to kick that process off next week. So to that end, I'd like to talk briefly about a few outstanding work elements, which are, first, we do have the two ongoing efforts to create a definition, I guess, of what legal issues are and what technical issues are. I haven't seen any discussion on the lists.
Jordan, I thought, are you done with the work plan discussion?
No, sorry. I'm going to incorporate. If you're asking about the constituency statement, Steve.
Yeah.
I'm going to incorporate that momentarily. Okay?
Great.
So I guess in order to fulfill our work plan, we will need to do that relatively quickly. So,
are the lists working?
I guess, like Kathy, you had reported that you tried to send something to the list, but it didn't work. Is that?
It got posted about, I don't know, 20 hours later or something. But I just sent something again, and it was posted immediately.
Okay.
On the technical list.
One.
The legal list, I haven't seen any movement on, and I think it might be broken.
Yeah. Let me ask this: has anyone tried to send an email to the legal list?
Yeah, hi, it's Maria. I, in fact, did yesterday, and I've discovered it doesn't seem to be working.
Aha,
so,
okay.
We have reported that to our tech in Marina Del Rey, and I think, we're sort that out for us today. And it does not. I have not heard that anyone else has tried to send traffic to that list.
Yeah, this could explain. Well, the members of that list, I think, include David Ferris, who's not on this call right now. So
right.
It's possible he tried to do something and wasn't successful, but I guess
Jordan, would it be possible to circulate something that states who's on which list?
Yeah, absolutely. Maria, can you send something to that effect? Or Glenn, yeah, whoever.
Okay.
Thanks.
And there might be other people who want to sign up to the list. I wasn't sure. I saw a note. We said last call that we'd circulate a note if anybody else wants to sign on.
Yeah, I thought Maria's summary made that clear, but if it didn't, then I'll be glad to send out another note to that effect.
Also, Jordan, could I just ask for clarification? The subcommittees are going off to kind of create general definitions, right? We haven't yet deemed legal and technical to be the purpose of who is. That's a later discussion, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, basically, but we want to know, for the purpose of defining the purpose, we would want to know what we were talking about when we said legal issues or technical issues to determine whether or not we thought they were appropriate for inclusion.
Great, thank you.
So let me propose this. I will send out another reminder and note telling people they can join these lists. I know Kathy sent around a proposed definition of technical issues. I guess I'll take it upon myself to draft an initial version of legal issues in order to hopefully jumpstart that discussion. But it is going to be important that we use our lists effectively in order to make some progress. Otherwise, we may have to try to do more on the phone again, which will probably take us back to a weekly meeting schedule, which I know can be burdensome. So hopefully we will be able to use the list more effectively. Is there any other questions of clarity that may help, that people think may help these subcommittees work more effectively? Okay. Well, so hopefully we'll make some progress there, and I'd like to see. Basically, I'm setting a deadline of whatever we have 2 weeks from now is going to be the useful lifespan of these subgroups. So the other issue that's outstanding, I guess, with regards to defining the purpose of who is and also the context, is that we do need to make sure that we have received all of the constituency statements. I think we're still missing, I know we're missing the registrar statements on both the purpose of who is and the purpose of the context. I think that we are also missing the NCUC statement on the purpose of the context. Is that right, Kathy or Milton?
Yes. We've just finished our public notice period on that.
Okay. And the registries, are we also waiting for the purpose of the context from the registries? Am I correct about that?
We filed comments on the terms of reference. I'm not sure that we've done purposes.
Well, I know that you have. There's a statement from the registries on the general purpose of who is. I just can't remember if there's one covering the purpose of the context in who is. Are you saying yes, that you've done the purpose of the context, David?
Yes, it was included in the general purposes.
So Maria, are you aware of any other statements that we're missing at this point?
No, Jordan. As far as I'm aware, those three only are the upcoming ones. The purpose of the context, and then the registrar's on purpose.
Right. Yeah. So once again, I think if we don't have those statements, certainly if we don't have the statement relating to the purpose of who is, 2 weeks from now, it's going to be difficult for that to be used as input. It will be impossible for us to use that as an input.
Jordan, I have to drop off here. We have an evacuation drill going on.
Oh, okay. Hopefully it's nothing serious.
Just tell me a drill, though, right?
Is it fire ants or African bees? Which, Steve, you know.
Okay, so in any case, as I was saying, I think if the registrars, I guess, Ross, you're the representative today, if the statement's going to be incorporated into our sort of conversations while we formulate the purpose of who is, it probably needs to be here in a couple weeks. I don't know if that's feasible or not.
Of course it is, Jordan. You're not going to get, you know this, I'm more talking to the rest of the group. You're not going to get an official statement from the registrar constituency, but you will get something that's been vetted and represents our best shot at what the current consensus view is. We'll need to reserve the right to totally change our mind at the last minute because the vote may not support that, but the likelihood of that happening is probably one in a million. It would be crazy for us to give you guys something and then have the constituency come back with something completely different. So that would be, we would give you a statement, we would then take it through the constituency process to make it official, and then hopefully have the final report updated to reflect the fact that the constituency does indeed support that position.
Great, thanks, Russ. Yeah, so substance
first, then form.
Absolutely, and I think that's other constituencies have had to do that in the past as well, so no surprise there, I don't think. But the key, I think it is important to know that if 2 weeks really probably is a deadline in terms of getting that substance in order to be useful for the task force.
Great.
Okay, so that's all I have to cover in terms of sort of work plans and things that we need to be covering over the next couple of weeks. Does anyone else have anything they want to contribute to that discussion? Okay, good. So, like I said, 2 weeks from now, let's try to have the subgroups wrapped up in their work, and also to have all the constituency statements on the purpose of who is. That in mind, I want to move to a discussion of another sort of sub-question I had previously posed about the purpose of who is, and that is whether who is intended to allow to provide contact information for the registrant or for some agent of the registrant. And I know that I think both the ISP and the IPC statements had indicated that it should provide contact. It specifically mentioned the registrant and didn't mention any other possibility of who the contact information was for, whereas I think the BC statement and the NCUC statement made it relatively clear that it was fine for some agent of the person to be contacted. And I think the registry constituency, it's a little harder to characterize, but basically said that it was for the person resolving the technical issues, so I guess that could be an agent or the registrant, depending on whoever that was. Is that a fair summary, David, or someone else from the registry constituency?
Yes, that is. We believe that the registrant should only be involved. The information should only be available to the registrar who needs it for billing purposes.
Right, so you're saying, you think in most cases it would be an agent of the registrant, not the registrant themselves. Okay. So I guess I'll start this off with the first question I'd like to ask is do we think, for either Nicholas or Maggie, was it intentional that your constituency statements only talked about providing contact information for the registrant themselves, or do you think it would work equally as well if there's some agent of the registrant was their contact information there instead?
For the ISCs, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but I don't remember us talking about it, so I can't say it was intentional. We didn't specifically reject that idea. I know for us, we often... at least for my guys within MCI, we often have to contact multiple sources before we can actually get a hold of someone to resolve issues. So I'm not sure that a single agent would really be preferable. Well, I won't even say, I know it won't be preferable, but it may not even be feasible, although I can't say that it was specifically rejected within the constituency. I don't believe that was the case.
Right, but I guess so. Let me pose the question somewhat differently, Maggie. Like, if you want to, say, resolve a technical issue, do you want to start with the registrant, or do you want to have some technical representative of the registrant be the primary contact? I mean, I'm trying to disassociate this from the conversation of the purpose of the contacts.
Right.
Which we'll get to later, but I guess I'm asking, is it important that you're talking to the registrant, or is it important that you're talking to someone who's going to fix the problem?
Well, certainly the latter. I mean, I know with some smaller entities contacting the registrant, him or herself wouldn't even, you know, that person might not even know what to do. So certainly the latter would be the case.
Right. So, in some cases, at least, it might be better to talk to an agent than the actual registrant. Is that a fair statement?
If there's a specific technical agent assigned, certainly, yes.
Okay. Nicholas, do you have any a view on
that? I would say that from the IPC perspective, the key issue is speed, basically. What is the fastest way to solve a problem arising with a specific domain name? So, and usually that would be directly to the registrant.
Okay, so let me ask this. Let me just pull up the BC statement really quickly, because I think it has some of the more generic language here. So, Nicholas, do you think that it matters what type of problem we're talking about, or in all cases, would it make the most sense to be contacting the registrant?
Well, out of the top of my head, I would say it would depend on the problem. Problem that I had in mind was, for example, a problem of copyright infringement, where you want to get to the source of the problem as quickly as possible. But I guess the answer would depend on the specific problem arising, yeah?
Right, okay.
I mean, if it was a technical problem, for example, linked with the domain name, you might not have the wished for outcome by contacting the registrant first. I mean, it would depend on the problem, I would say.
Sure, that makes sense. Let me ask this: do you have is the IPC statement intended to what's does the IPC have a view on services like the privacy services that are offered by registrars today, where essentially they provide contact information that's not the registrant, but they will somehow either put you in touch or reveal the registrant's information if a legitimate dispute arises?
You mean the proxy services?
Yeah, the proxy services, exactly.
Yeah, we thought that was an interesting idea.
Well, I guess, would you say if, like, the current IPC statement, which says that the registrant's information is supposed to be that which shows up in the whois. Would the IPC position be that your constituency statement would be intended to prohibit such services, or do you think it's compatible with those services?
I'm not sure I exactly understand the question. Sorry, can you repeat that, Jordan?
Sure. Well, so if the contact information, if the IPC statement basically right now indicates that the purpose of whois is to provide contact information for the registrant.
Yeah.
So these proxy services might provide the contact information for someone other than the registrant, right? An agent of the registrant, essentially, or someone they've hired to sort of forward mail to them or act as their public face.
Yeah.
So would your view be that the IPC position on the purpose of whois would be that those types of services are inconsistent with the IPC view of the purpose of whois, or do you see no problem with those services under your
view? Wouldn't necessarily be a problem, provided that the entity that is holding the proxy basically has the full power to act following a problem.
Okay. So that seems to be the real key. If there is an agent listed, they would have to be able to act on behalf of the registrant in a timely manner. Is that
exactly? There shouldn't be a delay.
Okay. So let me ask. Let me ask this then.
Can you like unpack that a little bit, Nicholas? This is Ross. Sorry, Jordan. If I could ask Nicholas.
No, I'm certainly other members of the task force are invited to participate.
When you say, Nicholas, that the entity listed in the whois should react immediately, can you outline what your expectations are there? Because I would view sort of freedom of choice to act or not act as being kind of outside the scope of our policy. So I think you're implying something there that's not quite, I think, consistent with my understanding of the way the world works. So maybe you could just outline that a little bit further so I can get a better sense of what you're talking about.
Well, I was, for example, thinking about specific issues that arise in my daily work. For example, you want to contact a domain holder because, for example, for licensing purposes or because you notice that on a specific website, specific domain name, you find, for example, a pre-release movie that is not yet available theatrically, but which is already available on a specific domain. Then that's why I say that the key issue is really speed to manage to solve the problem in a timely manner. And a proxy service can do the trick, but if just getting to if getting to solve the problem means that you have, for example, to if you contact the proxy on Friday, that he will only be able to do something about it the next Monday or Tuesday, that is really a problem. That's why I'm saying that from our perspective, speed is really the key issue.
But that's more of a desirable attribute of the registrant as opposed to something that we can act through policy, no?
No. That's correct. But I was just answering Jordan's question whether we, in principle, would have a problem with proxy services. And the opinion of my constituency has been that it might be an interesting path to explore.
All right, I think I understand. Thank you.
Okay, so maybe for both for both Nicholas and Maggie, I want to just the BC has some language I think that's fairly broad here again that may be sort of a useful starting point, which is that the BC sort of statement of the purpose is that a database of contact information sufficient to contact the registrant or their agent or agents to enable the prompt resolution of, and then it starts to list the problems. But in any case, do you think it's reasonable to allow the purpose of who is to encompass that notion of agency, assuming that the rest of the statement goes on to say that the purpose also includes prompt resolution of various issues?
Jordan, if I can interject there, I think
sure.
We should be careful how you phrase that question, in that these are existing, we're talking about existing policy, or this is not new policy, in that registrants have that right today to appoint themselves a representative, have that representative listed in the WHOIS. So we would be talking about taking away those rights, not adding new rights.
Correct, but I guess my question is, for the purpose of defining, we're trying to define the purpose of WHOIS here,
mm-hmm.
and that will either add or take away or modify existing sort of rights. But I guess I'm just trying to ask the question of whether we think it's reasonable for the agent to for this notion of agency to be included. I think you're perfectly correct in pointing out that's the status quo, but that doesn't mean there's many things in the status quo that may or may not be in the purpose of WHOIS. Right?
Yeah, I fully agree. I just wanted to make sure that the current state was clear.
Sure. Okay. So let me ask my question again. Maggie or Nicholas, this notion of just including language, basically saying the registrant or their agents, combined with a notion in the statement of WHOIS that it's to enable the prompt resolution of various types of problems. Do you think that poses a problem to your constituencies in terms of defining the purpose of WHOIS?
No, I don't believe that. The way you phrase it, I don't believe would be a problem.
Okay, well, it's actually the way the BC phrased it. So.
Okay.
Nicholas?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Well, this may be the easiest, one of the easier topics for us to resolve then. So it seems that, and I'll just sort of maybe pull the groups that already sort of had this notion of agency. Kathy and, or Milton and, I guess there's no BC reps on today, but does that seem consistent, Kathy, with what the NCUC is advocating as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, and as Ross pointed out, consistent with where we are today.
Right. And then David or any of the registry reps or Ross, do you have a view on including this specific language about the registrant or their agent?
David, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, Jordan, this is Ross again. I'd want to see that language in front of me. I don't have it up on my screen, but as long as we're separating out things that we can enact through policy, i.e. that it's cool to have the registrant appoint an agent, versus guidelines that we can't enact through policy, i.e. that agent must be responsive, I'm certainly very sympathetic to Nicholas's needs, and we should outline that responsiveness is indeed desirable, and the registrant should do their best to pick somebody that is responsive. But at the end of the day, that's not something we have a lot of control over.
Sure, and I think if the BC language actually is, I think, sort of makes sense in that context, Ross, which is that it says that to contact the registrant or their agents to enable the prompt resolution of the problem,
right.
But
okay.
It doesn't demand the prompt resolution of the
right.
problem.
Right. Right.
Okay. Well, so it seems like we have pretty broad agreement in the task force. Then I might even say consensus, given that even though the BC is not here, I'm taking from their constituency statement that the purpose of WHOIS encompasses not just contacting the registrant, but can encompass contacting an agent of the registrant as well, as long as doing so continues to allow prompt resolution of the issues that WHOIS is intended to resolve, which is a separate conversation. Sorry, is that Steve joining again?
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. I think we just settled this whole issue while you were gone.
Great.
So with that, that actually is the whole agenda I had for today. I don't know if anyone else has anything they want to take up, or I'm perfectly happy to, for once, end the call relatively early on the assumption that we're going to use this time to try to figure out the technical and legal issue, the definition of the technical and legal issues for our call next time. Okay, great. Well, we will wrap up early then, and I will look to rejoin with all of you next week. We'll discuss.
Not next week.
Not next week. 2 weeks from now, next call, where we will discuss two things. First, we'll pick up again trying to synthesize the various sort of threads that we've had on the purpose of WHOIS into some unified concept. And secondly, and probably what we'll actually take up first, is by that point we will have the public comment period for the conflicts procedure will be over. Is that right, Maria? Should end basically a week from today.
That's right. It should be finishing, I think, actually next Monday.
Okay. So we'll have back the public comments, and we'll have the opportunity then to see if we want to do anything else prior to sending that a final report to the council. Okay. So we'll end this now, and I'll speak with all of you 2 weeks from today.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thanks, Jordan.
Bye-bye.